Thank you for joining us today on the Brilliant Business Moms podcast with Sarah Kornack and Beth Ann Schwamberger. This is episode 43. Today on the show, we talk with Jocelyn Sams, who in true Pat Flynn smart passive income style created a very successful online business. Her business is unlike any other business that we have talked about on the show to date. You will love hearing about how Jocelyn took a skill and knowledge that she already had, found a hole in the marketplace that she could fill, and shaped that into an online business that is changing her family's life. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today, we are so excited to welcome Jocelyn Sams to the podcast. We actually first heard about Jocelyn on Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income podcast, and we were just blown away by what she and her husband Shane are doing online. So we just had to bring her on our show, and we're just so excited that she said yes. So let me tell you a little bit about Jocelyn. She and her husband Shane both started online businesses in 2012, and by 2013, they were able to quit their day jobs to work on their businesses and spend tons of time with their two children. Jocelyn is a certified library media specialist for grades K through 12, and her website is elementarylibrarian.com. She has a blog and podcast where she shares great tips and advice for elementary school librarians. But what Jocelyn has also done is create library lesson plans that are for sale on her website. Her goal is to help teachers to save time planning and spend that time fostering a love of reading in their students. And recently, Jocelyn and her husband Shane started a new project, and this is at flippedlifestyle.com. And their goal with this new project is to help other couples and families get started making extra money online. Thank you so much for being here, Jocelyn. We're so excited to chat with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here talking to you guys.
Jocelyn, when we listened to your episode with Pat Flynn, you and your husband Shane have a really great, fun story about how you got started in online business. Could you tell that story to our listeners?
Yes, I will. And it's actually going to be kind of interesting because usually Shane tells the story from his perspective. And so I guess I could tell it from mine today. I don't get a lot of chances to do that. So one day we were just hanging out at home. It was during the summertime and Shane was outside mowing the grass. And, you know, it was really just a regular day. I was inside hanging out with the kids. And the next thing you know, he burst through the door and he's like, "Jocelyn, I have the most amazing idea ever." He's like, "I've been listening to these podcasts about people in online business, and this is what we're going to do with the rest of our lives." And so you can imagine, you know, kind of my shock because he's never mentioned this like ever before. Shane's kind of an excitable individual. He's, I always call him a very shiny object person. He likes to change his mind about things a lot, you know. And so I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever, you know, you talk about stuff like this all the time. Like, you know, okay, that sounds great, dear. And so this one, though, he didn't let go. I mean, the next few weeks, like, he started just soaking in more and more information about online business and still trying to convince me that this is our destiny. This is what we're going to do with the rest of our lives. And I'm like, okay. And so he, you know, he keeps going. He starts a couple of websites just to see what happened. You know, he's convinced that he's going to show me that this is going to work. And it really didn't work. And so, you know, I'm kind of like, I told you so. But he actually stuck with it and he kept on working at it. And so one night we are just like getting ready to go to bed. And he, you know, we're big nerds, so we have our laptops and stuff. We're just using our computers. And the next thing you know, he's screaming at me, "Hey, we made 11 cents. I'm like, 11 cents? What? And he's like, "Yeah, one of the ads," he had put Google AdSense on one of the sites, and someone had apparently clicked that ad. And so, you know, it sort of just was a light bulb moment for me and just saying, whoa, you know, people actually will give you money online, or you can make extra money on the internet. So that was sort of the moment I was like, wow, you know, if he can do this and he can make some money, then maybe I can too. And we'll just see where it goes from there.
I love that. And I think what cracks me up most about your guys' story is it reminds me of my sister Sarah and I, our working relationship.
Me too, Beth Ann.
I am definitely the Shane of the of the two.
I'm Jocelyn.
Yes, and then Sarah's the Jocelyn. I'm the bright, shiny objects person. I'm excited about everything all the time. I always have a million ideas. And then Sarah comes along. And what I love, though, about the story, Jocelyn, which I'm sure we'll get to in just a second, but then the steady, stable one in the relationship is actually the one who can follow through and accomplish things. And
exactly.
So, yeah.
But, you know, that's really why it's an awesome partnership, though. I mean, no matter if it's your spouse or just your business partner, even your sister, I mean, that's what's so great about it because, you know, I never would have gotten started if it hadn't been for Shane, and he never would have finished anything if it hadn't been for me.
Exactly, yeah.
Beth Ann and I do appreciate the differences in our personalities and how it can work together in our business. It is fun to have both sides of the coin. So after Shane had, you know, tried these small websites and they weren't, he put a lot of time into it and they were slow to get started. You earned your 11 cents. How does your story continue on from there? I know you eventually jumped on board. You each have kind of your own areas. And could you talk a little bit about how that got started?
Yes. So around that same time, you know, after the 11 cents, Shane, he really wanted me to start a site also. And, you know, he had been trying to talk me into this for a while. And finally, I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I started thinking about different things that I might be interested in doing. And so for me, I'm a very practical individual. You know, I don't want to waste time on something that may not work out. And so at the time, I was an elementary school librarian, and so my principal had been asking me for a while to do these very detailed lesson plans and ones that were like aligned to national standards and had very specific procedures and just a lot of things I really didn't have time to do during the school day. And so I started thinking, okay, you know, I would love to find somewhere that I could purchase lesson plans and maybe just edit them a little bit to make them my own so I wouldn't have to do all this work. Well, I'm sort of searching around on the internet for this and I cannot find it anywhere. And so it sort of popped in my head, well, what if I made a site for elementary librarians to come? I would make some lesson plans and maybe try to sell those. And, you know, I did all this during the summer, because like I said before, I didn't have time to work on it during the school day. So I just started working and I knew in the back of my mind that if all this completely fails, at least I'll have some lesson plans done when I start school back in the fall.
I love how you turned something that you were already doing into then that business. And once you had this lesson plan done, you started to launch your website with that first lesson plan.
Pretty much, yeah. So the good thing about Shane being completely obsessed with online business is that he was pretty much doing a ton of research and like listening to podcasts and reading books and doing all of these things that are good ideas to do when you're first starting out. And so for me, it was sort of like I was getting the condensed version of all of these strategies and tactics online. And so what I did is from the very beginning, I went ahead and started a mailing list. Like that was one of the first things that I put on my site. And I did 1 month of lesson plans. And that was my free opt-in. So I actually gave away an entire month worth of lesson plans. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to see if I can get people on this list, see if they're interested. And if so, then I'll make another month. And so that's sort of the way that I went about it. In fact, when I started selling the lesson plans, I only had 2 months worth done. So I had to continue working on it like after school, like when school started. So that was sort of a hard time for me because I was basically working two jobs and not to mention I'm a mom too. So it was kind of rough there for a while, but you know, it was worth it. And I think that that's a good way to start a product. If you're thinking about selling something online, it's just to do it a little bit at a time, because that way, if it's not selling, you don't have to kill yourself to finish it.
That's great advice. And I was curious, too, about, I know obviously you were probably getting found in search just because, you know, your website was elementarylibrarian.com, but were there other ways that you used to initially build that traffic and build the interest in getting people to your site?
Yes. Well, I sort of did everything. I mean, it was a little haphazardly because I didn't really know what I was doing. You know, we had just gotten started. And so, like I said before, I did try to build the email list. That was a major strategy of mine because I knew that the email list was really important from things that Shane had told me from his research and things like that. And then I also, I did use a little bit of SEO strategy. So I just thought in my head, what would I search for if I were searching for my product? And so I tried a few different keyword phrases using the Google keyword tool. That's what we use to find our keywords. And, you know, I found a couple that I thought would work. And so what I did is I searched for my keywords, just a regular Google search, and I would find pages that ranked highly for those keywords, and I would try to get my site on there somehow. And so, like, I would either leave a comment, you know, with my site back, like a link to my site, or sometimes it would be like a wiki, and so I could actually go in and edit that and leave my site information there. A lot of times it was Pinterest pin boards. So I started at the very beginning with a Pinterest strategy in mind. I tried to have a nice looking picture on each blog post so people could pin that. And, you know, I'd always remind people, like in my emails, don't forget to follow me on Pinterest. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, on Twitter. Sort of like what Pat Flynn says, you know, he's into the be everywhere strategy. So that's sort of how I started out.
Great. So after you had come up with your two lesson plans, one which you gave completely away for free just to get those dedicated email subscribers, how did things take off from there? You had just only one other lesson plan for sale,
right?
And how did you keep growing, and what were the results?
Well, it was actually kind of an unbelievable start, because when I first started, you know, I had, like you said, I gave a month away for free, and then I had another month that I was selling. And the second month, which was September for me, because we start school in August here in Kentucky, but that month, you know, it's probably about, I'd say, around 20 lesson plans in the month. And I just put it out there, just, you know, does anybody want to buy this? And I was hoping maybe $500 extra a month, possibly $1,000. Like, that would be an amazing month for me. And my very first month, I sold like over $2,000 worth of lesson plans.
Excellent.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I was thrilled. I mean, I just was like, wow.
So did you start cranking out monthly lesson plans at that point after you
yes.
had such an amazing first month?
Yes. We were very excited at that point because, you know, it just goes to show you that this is possible. I mean, it's certainly not easy, and it did take a lot of work, but we were just like, whoa. So I started just working pretty much every day. I would work on weekends. I would work after school. You know, any time that I had just to try to get these things done. And so my goal was to get each month done by the 15th of the previous month. And I was actually able to stick to that through the entire school year.
Wow. That's some definite commitment there. Way to go.
Yeah, thanks. It was a wild ride, but it was totally worth it.
We've noticed that recently you and Shane have started doing webinars for your business. Can you talk a little bit about that and the process of getting set up for a webinar? And I know some of your webinars are actually give credit to teachers as, I'm guessing, an in-service. Is that how it works?
Well, I think so. A lot of people ask for certificates, okay. And I guess it's just for, like, continuing education. You know, I'm not really sure how that works. It's basically on a district-by-district basis. So if their district approves it, then I guess it can be considered continuing education. Basically, we started doing webinars about a month ago, and we had been participating on some other people's webinars, just like online marketing people, to learn more things about what we do. And so I started thinking, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could have webinars for our websites? And so we tried it out. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they have been wildly successful. It's very easy to set up. We do it using Google Hangouts on Air. And so you set up your Hangout on Air, and you tell it when you want it to start. And so it will actually go ahead and put it into your Google Calendar once you do that. And that's really good for us because we can see that that amount of time is blocked off and we don't have to go in and physically put that in. So that's a pretty cool feature. And you can actually just do it that way if you want to send out that link and just let people come to your Google Hangout on air at the specified time. But what Shane and I do is we use Lead Pages, and Lead Pages has a special webinar lead page, and you can put the webinar box up in the top and you just use YouTube code up in that. And then you can also put a chat box down in the bottom, and so participants in your webinar can chat using, it's called Chat Roll. And so those two things have made it really easy for us. Basically, we just decide on the webinar topic, and I usually create a Prezi, that's P-R-E-Z-I, if you put any links or anything out, you might want to link to that. But we create a Prezi, and I just make that available for people after the webinar's over. I try to pack my webinars with really good information. It's totally free for anybody who wants to come. And then I also have a sales special during the webinar. And so if anyone does purchase during the webinar, then they're able to get a special reduced rate on my new lesson plans. And so that has been just really, really successful for us. I've actually even had like two a week on some weeks.
Wow, I love that. I love the way you're using that strategy of giving tons of value away for free, but then also kind of that incentive for someone to buy during the webinar because they are going to get a special deal doing that. So,
yes, and I actually do a drawing also. So I have two door prizes during my webinar. The first door prize is for someone who does some type of social sharing for me. So I'll tell them, you know, go and retweet this tweet or go and comment on this Facebook status or go pin this on Pinterest or whatever the case may be. That would be one way of entering. And then I have another giveaway only for people who purchase during the hour. So that's another incentive. If you're on the fence about purchasing, now would be a good time because you have an opportunity to win something extra.
It seems like you're really capitalizing on not only, you know, having people tweet and pin for you, but they have a benefit possibly for them, but you're capitalizing, like Bethany had commented on, that free information just probably makes them feel so grateful and lifelong customers of you because you are willing to be so generous with everything.
Exactly. And really the only time that I even mention, you know, selling products is at the very beginning and the very end. Like, I don't make it all about my products. I make it about their questions and how I can help them and, you know, what we can accomplish together during that hour.
And for the listeners who don't know, and I actually don't know, what is a Prezi? We will link to it, but
okay.
But what is that?
Prezi is basically sort of like PowerPoint in that you can create presentations. You can actually even import PowerPoint presentations into Prezi. It does lots of cool stuff. You can embed YouTube videos into it. And I like Prezi because I use it instead of PowerPoint or Keynote because you can link to that after the Prezi is over. And the people who were a part of your presentation can go back to that link and view it. If you make it where they can edit it, they could even edit that and make a copy for themselves. So it all depends on how you set it up. Usually I don't allow mine to be edited for my webinars, but some of my other ones I do. And so it's just sort of like a cooler way to do a presentation.
That sounds great. We'll definitely have to check that tool out and link to it on our page for sure.
Yeah, you will love it. It's really great. I've been using it for a few years now, and I just think that it's a lot more engaging than like a regular presentation.
So Jocelyn, I know you've grown your business. You and Shane have both grown your businesses so much in the past couple of years. Is there an accomplishment in your business that you're most proud of?
Yes, we actually have a fairly recent accomplishment in the summer, this current summer. We had a huge launch. I did a new product launch of my library lesson plans, and our goal for the summer was to have a six-figure summer. So like during the months of June, July, and August, we were hoping to have six-figure sales, and we actually accomplished that in July. So I'm really excited about that and just so proud of the work that we have done to get to this point.
That is amazing. That is fantastic. Now, was that just for your library product, or does that include some of Shane's projects as well?
It does include some of his as well, but just that product launch was very close to that.
Wow. And we haven't touched on this yet, but I know that at some point your sites started doing well enough that you were both able to quit your teaching jobs to focus on this full time. When exactly was that tipping point? When did you get to that point, you and Shane together?
That was back in the summer of 2013. We had been doing this about a year, and we had been fairly successful. In fact, Elementary Librarian has never had less than a four-figure month, so I'm pretty proud of that. But in the summer of 2013, we had our first five-figure month, and this is right when we were getting ready to go back to school. So in July, we had our first five-figure month. In August, we pretty much almost tripled that. And so it was at that point where we were sort of at a crossroads. We were essentially working two full-time jobs. You know, we had our full-time job in the day. We came home and we took care of all the website business because, of course, we never worked on that during our day jobs. And then, of course, we had two children also. And so we just sort of looked at it. Can we continue to do this and still have any quality of life? Or, you know, just can we step in with both feet and really make this work and really take it to the next level? And so that's what we decided to do. It was a really tough decision because I left a job that I really liked. But at the same time, I knew that if I wanted to have more freedom with my own family, that this was the right decision for us.
And how has it been since you decided to make that big move?
It's been great. I mean, we have been able to do things with our children that we never would have been able to do before working a regular job. We spent time with them. Like, we do still use childcare during the week, but we would take Fridays and take those completely off. And so we would take the whole day Friday and, of course, Saturday and Sunday. And we would spend all that time with our kids. And that's something that we had really never been able to do before. And so that's been just awesome. We, of course, work when we want to, and we have a lot of flexibility. We do a lot of traveling in off-peak times because we don't have to travel during peak times because we don't have a job that dictates when we're there and when we're not. And we do a lot of work on the road, too. So we've been able to travel more than we've ever been able to in the past. And so, I mean, just those things alone have made our lives just so much better.
I just love that. I love your guys' story. And I have to say, too, that you both just seem like the nicest, most humble people, which is great considering, I mean, I'm just thinking about your six-figure summer and that you met in July and all of that, but you're just so nice and down to earth. So great.
Well, you know, we have worked really hard to get here, and we know what it's like to start from scratch. I mean, if you are in this online business world and you're starting from the beginning, don't lose heart. Hang in there because something good might be waiting for you just around the corner. So, I mean, we know what that's like. We've been there before. And so we're nobody special. And we tell people all the time, like, we don't even follow all the rules, like the internet marketing rules. I was saying on another podcast that I don't even have like a long autoresponder sequence. I think I have like two emails. So, you know, if a site that has two autoresponder emails can do this well, then whatever it is that you're doing can work. Just hang in there and stick with it.
Was that thinking kind of motivation for your new project that you're working on together, the Flipped Lifestyle blog and podcast?
Yes, definitely. We have, since we've been being fairly successful in online business, we have had a lot of requests for people to get started, people asking for our help, and we basically just couldn't do it all. You know, it's hard to, everybody wants to meet at the coffee shop or go out to dinner, and it's really hard to do all those things when you're trying to run a business and you have a family too. And so what we decided to do is we decided to start a new blog and website, fliplifestyle.com, and it's all about this journey as the family that we're going on together. And so what we're doing is we're trying to explain to people what it is that we do, how we do it, and how they could possibly do this too. And so it actually started with a good friend of mine named Lindsay, and she had left her teaching job in 2013 to stay at home with her children. And that was the month, or, you know, during the time that we were having some really big months. That was during last year when we had our first five-figure month. And she had kind of approached me and said, you know, do you think maybe that I could do something online? And at the time, I had had a lot of requests on my site for things that I didn't have time to create. And so Lindsay was also a teacher, too. And so I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you make some products for my website? And she said, okay, you know, I'll give it a try. And so during that summer, we were able to write them a check for work that she had done for over $1,000. And so for them, that was, and here in Kentucky, and I'm sure where you guys live too, that's a lot of money. And so it was really awesome because at that point they came to us and they're like, thank you so much. You know, this really made such a difference in our lives. And Shane and I sort of looked at each other at that point and we were like, you know, what if we can make a difference in a lot of people's lives? And so that's really where the idea for Flip Lifestyle came from.
I love that. And we're right there with you, too, in terms of just wanting to help others to be successful and, you know, with Brilliant Business Moms, just wanting to help those moms who are maybe just trying to do something on the side and make a difference in their family's lives. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it. Our very first course is starting soon. We are going to have a video course to help people start selling a digital product online. We also do some individual one-on-one consulting. And so we're trying to keep it really affordable and really accessible for people. Like I said, we're just normal people. We just want to help other people to achieve the kind of success that we have achieved.
That's great. So, Jocelyn, I know that you hired your friend Lindsay to help with some of the content creation for your website. And as you and Shane have grown this business, have you hired on others to help with your business?
We are just starting to do that right now. We have a couple of virtual assistants that we're working with at the moment, but it's been sort of hard. I'm sort of a control freak, admittedly, so it's hard for me to let go of a lot of the things that I'm used to doing because I want to make sure that they're done the right way, especially like customer service. That is so important to me. Like, I want my customers to feel like they are being treated specially, that they are awesome. You know, I don't want anybody to ever be disappointed with anything, and so that's been sort of a hard thing for me to let go. I've had to have some help answering my emails on Elementary Library because we are getting like 60, 70 emails a day, which is a little overwhelming. So I have had to have some help in that regard. And we do outsource our website design and things like that. You know, things that we are not really that great at. We let other people do those sort of things.
So how did you, I have a couple questions related to that. How did you, one, find your virtual assistants? Two, who does your website design? And three, how are you coming to terms with using a virtual assistant? I can totally relate. I think everybody who's type A can relate to the fact it's hard to let go of any area. So those are three questions I've got for
okay.
You.
You may have to remind me of this because my memory is not so great. Okay. So the first question, Shane and I read Chris Ducker's book, Virtual Freedom, and I do recommend that book if you've not read it. It's really good. And Chris is a great guy, too. We actually met him a couple of months ago at Pat Flynn's One Day Business Breakthrough and Chris Ducker's One Day Business Breakthrough. It's both of their meetings, but it was a fantastic event. We actually read his book and started thinking about some strategies for hiring virtual assistants. So far, we've been going through odesk.com. That's O-D-E-S-K. And we've just sort of put job descriptions out there, I guess you would say, and people respond to them. And so we usually do like a, you know, like a basic Skype interview and see if we think they'll be a good fit for the job. And it's worked out fairly well so far, I'd say. And so second, you ask,
How are you coming to terms then with using a virtual assistant, seeing as it was so hard for you? Are there strategies that you're using to kind of get more comfortable with that?
Yes. So what we do usually is we will create videos for them. So it's usually like on a Google Hangout, we'll just create a basic screen capture video for them. And that way we can show them exactly what we want done. And if they have questions, they can watch it over again. And so that way we don't have to do a lot of in real time work with them. They can just watch that video and see what we want done. We try to give them very repetitive tasks to do, things that, you know, don't require a lot of knowing what to do next. It's like things that they don't have to think about a whole lot.
I really like that idea of using the video because it would be so helpful, I'm sure, for them to have a video that they could refer to. They would feel more confident then also in what they were doing. I love that idea. And then who did you get to design your website? You mentioned that as well.
Yes. Well, actually, my sister is a web designer, and she now works in website development, mostly in the Genesis platform. But her website is nutsandboltsmedia.com, and she has always been so good to us. She actually started in online business about a year or maybe a little bit longer before we did. And so she was there to help us out a whole lot, and I was so appreciative of that because there was no way that I would have been able to start doing a lot of the things that I did initially without her help. So it was great to have somebody right there beside me to show me how to do that.
What does your family think of such wild success so quickly? How did they feel about that?
It's kind of a little overwhelming. I mean, it's still overwhelming to us. You know, when I look at those numbers, I'm sort of just like, is this real life? So, you know, I still have those thoughts myself. But I think for them, they're just super proud of us. And, you know, they're just rooting us on, just wanting us to keep doing what we're doing and continue being successful. And so I'm so lucky to have a really supportive family.
So, Jocelyn, it sounds like since you started elementarylibrarian.com that it's been a series of highs in your business, which is awesome. I love it. Has there been a low point at all for you and Shane? And if so, how did you push past that?
Well, it really goes back to where you were asking about the virtual assistants. Back this spring, a few months ago, you know, before our big summer push, we were really just still trying to do it all. And it just wasn't working out. You know, we were trying to start this new site. We were trying to continue work on our existing sites. And we were doing all of this without any help at all. And so it really just got so overwhelming for both of us that I guess you would say we were sort of in just a paralyzed state. We didn't really know what to do next. And so luckily that's when Virtual Freedom came out and we started reading through that. And Shane especially, he's always the person who wants to push me off the ledge. He was like, we got to get some help around here. And so that's the point where we really started looking into virtual assistants and getting them started. And it does take a little bit of time. I mean, you're going to have to train them a little bit. It's going to take some time out of what you normally do. But in the long run, it makes things so much easier because it does take so much off of what you're doing.
Is there an online tool or an app that you have found that also helps you stay on top of things or run your business, stay organized?
My favorite tool right now online is Canva.com, C-A-N-V-A, and it is a graphics program or a graphic website where you can create lovely little Facebook ads, you can create blog graphics, even like pages, like a cover page for a document or something like that. There are so many templates you can use. You can change the colors on it. It just makes things so much easier. I can make a quick little picture for my blog or for Pinterest for a document that we've created. I can create it in just a few minutes and it looks great. So I love Canva right now.
I love that. We are big fans of PicMonkey, but I keep hearing so much about Canva. We'll have to check it out soon and get on board with that one as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. You'll love it.
Jocelyn, what would you say is the single biggest factor that helped you to grow your business?
So the thing that helped us the most when we were growing our business is focusing on one thing at a time. And that's something that comes fairly easily for me because I'm just a very linear person. I like for the first thing to happen first and the next thing to happen next. And, you know, that's a lot harder for Shane because he's sort of all over the map. And so, you know, the most important thing, I think, is getting things done. And there's a lot of people out there who want to work on this for a little while and work on this for a little while and, you know, come back to this for a little while and then go to something else. And when you do that, you just don't ever get one project completely done or get it done the way it's supposed to be. And so I think that's what's really helped us, just having goals. We set long-term, short-term, and immediate goals. And based on those goals, that's how we decide what we're going to work on next. And so I think just focus and getting things done, focusing on getting things done, has been the number one thing that has helped us so far.
That's great. I need to take that advice to heart. I think it's easier when it doesn't come from my sister. She hears the advice and say, okay, I can do this one step at a time.
Are you saying, Bethann, it's a tough pill to swallow when I tell you to buckle down and stick to the list, but if somebody else tells you to do it?
No, not at all.
You're fine.
Not at all. No, it's like...
Yeah, I have no idea what that must be like.
Now, Jocelyn, maybe you don't have any experience to kind of contribute or relate to this question, but I think for a lot of people out there who, let's say they have been focused, let's say they've been working really hard at one project or one business, do you think that for those people, like, is there any point where they need to maybe step back and reevaluate that it's not going to turn out the way that they thought, or just keep pushing on? I think that would be so hard to determine what that stopping point is, where maybe it has taken too long and nothing has happened. But maybe with your success, you don't know what to say to that.
Well, you know, I really think that it depends on your situation. And I mean, that's not really a cop-out answer. It's just, I really believe that that's true. You know, if you've been doing this a really long time and maybe you just haven't been looking at the right places, you know, advertising your product in the right places or talking about it in the right places. Maybe you're not thinking in the mind of your customer. Like if you were going to search for your product, what would you search for? So maybe there are a couple of very simple things that you're not doing that could possibly make your product or website work. And if that's the case, then I would say don't give up on it. On the other hand, if you've been doing this forever, if you feel like you are doing a lot of the right things and the customers just aren't coming, or, you know, you've tried a variety of strategies to get things going, and I would even go out there to say even paid strategies, because sometimes that will show you more than the free strategies will. If you're paying for people to see your product and they're still not buying it, then chances are there might not be a good market for it. So, you know, that would be my advice. If you are out there and you're struggling, really evaluate it before you completely decide to give it up.
Jocelyn, do you have a favorite business book?
I do. My favorite business book is actually Start With Why. It's by Simon Sinek. And it's all about the reasons that people do things. And it's really fascinating. It talks about a lot of great business models out there who are doing this really well. And he basically says that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so anytime that Shane and I start a new venture, we always start with that book and we always start with asking ourselves why we're doing it.
That's a really interesting perspective. I think we'll have to read that book. We feel like we are doing this podcast for a reason, but I'm sure reading that book might help us to better internalize that reason, that why for us. I will definitely add that to my reading list.
Exactly. And it really helps you to just define your customer, who that is. Because I think a lot of times when people start an online business venture, they're not even really sure who their ideal customer is. And so this book for us has really helped us to narrow that down and figure out what we need to focus on as we move forward.
So in closing, Jocelyn, could you share a funny or adorable mommy moment that you've had recently with your kids?
Yes, we actually had one yesterday, and it was so funny. I have a 5-year-old son, Isaac, and then we have a 3-year-old daughter, Anna. And so yesterday, we had gotten Isaac off the school bus, and we were going to go swimming at our babysitter's house. And so Isaac went into the fence. She has like a fence around her yard, and there's a little hole for her dogs to crawl through. And so Isaac had opened the fence, and he was going to crawl through the dog hole. And Shane, my husband, he was like, Isaac, you know, don't go through that. You know, you might hurt yourself. And he looked at him and says, Dad, I've been doing this for years. And it just cracked us up. You know, he's all of 5 and yeah. He's been doing this for years.
I'm a pro, Dad.
Exactly. So we just thought that was like super funny. So I thought I would share that with you all today.
The things that they're up to when we're not looking or not around, I'm not sure I want to know all the things that they've been doing.
Exactly.
Jocelyn, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
We would love to be in contact with you. You can contact us, Shane and I, at FlippedLS. That's FlippedLS on Twitter. And you can also contact me, Jocelyn, at FlipLifestyle.com. And I'd love to hear from you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
We've really enjoyed this too, Jocelyn. We learned a lot of things, and we are so happy and excited for you and Shane and in your success.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, it's been great. We've had so much fun just talking to all kinds of different people, and we just had so many great opportunities come our way. So we really appreciate you all taking the time to talk to me.
I could just listen to Jocelyn talk all day. Isn't her voice just so soothing? Bethann and I really enjoyed talking with Jocelyn, and we hope that you did too. We obviously learned a lot, and I think her business story is so exciting because each one of us has areas of knowledge and expertise, and she just took something she was already doing and found that hole in the market and filled that need, and she's obviously doing awesome. Her and her husband, I guess we don't want to forget about him, but they're doing awesome together. And I just checked, and her book recommendation, Start With Why, is available on Audible to listen to. So I just added it to my Audible wish list. If you haven't tried Audible, if you go to audibletrial.com/brilliantbusinessmoms, you can try it for free and get one free book. So maybe try Jocelyn's book, Start With Why. I also want to encourage all of you to head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com for the show notes and links and resources mentioned in this episode. Plus, for those of you who haven't heard already, I would encourage you to sign up for our 52 Weeks to a Better Business. 52 Weeks to a Better Business is just an email delivered to you once a week. It will have links to our episodes for the week, but each week we will have a challenge for each one of us, an area that we can work on to develop and grow our business. And Bethann and I will be doing the challenge right along with you. They will be reasonable, doable challenges. The idea is to kind of bring what we're learning from these mom entrepreneurs and kind of bring that full circle so that we are not just taking in all of this information, but we are turning that into an action, which is the toughest part. It's so easy to gather all of this information, but it doesn't really do us any good if we're not acting upon the information. So 52 Weeks to a Better Business is our way to bring this advice we're getting full circle, to start taking action in our own businesses, and to help and encourage each other. So already we've been seeing moms helping each other on Facebook, answering questions, leaving great comments, and we just want that to continue and to grow. And so 52 Weeks to a Better Business, not only will you get that challenge activity for the week to work on, but we can check in with each other and see how we're all doing and help keep each other accountable to do the best that we can to grow our businesses. So head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/52weeks, 52 weeks, and you can sign up for the emails there. And of course, this is absolutely free. It's just a mechanism to help each other. And if you don't have time for the challenge, that's fine. This is also the way that you could sign up to get each episode delivered to your inbox each week. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.